Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ami Kazar back on the show. Ami is, coming up, actually more than 7 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. It's a nationally renowned small business organization helping people find the funding that they need. That's one of the main things that he does. And he's our good friend Ami Kazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, pleasure as always to be with you.
So you really do a great job, Ami, and your focus is to help people understand how not just the part about getting funding, but how to do it, how to go about the process, right?
How to go about it and how to make sure that you're getting the best loan and the right loan and it makes sense and you've got a plan to pay it back and you're doing the right thing for your business for the long run.
So they just called me, our little opener there called me Mr. Wonderful. And but sometimes you feel like Mr. Wonderful too, don't you?
Sometimes it's, the thing about Mr. Wonderful, he's the character on Shark Tank, is...
Now, and by the way, I was Mr. Wonderful long before there was ever a Shark Tank. So I just want to get the record straight on that.
And he's Mr. Wonderful. I mean, it's a bit sarcastic. They call him Mr. Wonderful, but he's very blunt in his advice and feedback and his thoughts that he gives entrepreneurs. And I'm not sure he's always right. I don't necessarily agree with his opinions, but when he's in his business, he's making equity decisions. He's deciding whether or not to invest in a business. And when you're dealing with equity investors and you're dealing with lenders, you are dealing with a completely different set of emotions. So when you're dealing with an equity investor, I always say equity investors buy dreams, and they either buy it or they don't. And as much as they think it's a rational decision, it's often an emotional decision. There's a certain emotional intrigue about a company or an idea or an entrepreneur that they're buying into or not. When you're working with lenders, Jim, lenders manage risk.
Mm-hmm.
Lenders are calculating. They want to know, they want to feel confident that they're going to get their money back.
And their decisions are based on risk. And their motivations are further enhanced by the regulatory state that requires them to focus on risk.
Correct. So they're all about, am I going to get this money back? Can this company afford to pay my interest? And is this loan going to be safe for me?
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't really care, to be honest, if what your dream or your aspiration is of your business in 2 years or 5 years, or if you think you're going to have the biggest widget factory in the world. They care about what's happening now and what's happened historically. And so my analogy about Mr. Wonderful is a little different. He's very blunt in he gives his advice, and his advice is on an emotional level. When I give advice to, or at Multifunding, we give advice to entrepreneurs on the loan markets, it's more rational, but it's similar in that we know the loan markets very, very well, and we can tell a business owner or an entrepreneur very quickly if we think their loan expectations are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So
we call that tough love around here.
It's tough love. I want to buy this building. I'm starting this business. I want to buy this building. I have no downtown. I have no down payment money. Go rent a building. Don't talk to me about a loan. Or I want to borrow this, but I have no cash flow. Don't talk to me about that. Don't waste my time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we feel like Mr. Wonderful in that we have to be blunt, or I'm ready to do it. I want a loan, but I'm not going to personally guarantee you'll put my house up on the mm-hmm. line. Well, mm-hmm. good luck.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. A lot of times people don't realize that when you're giving them this kind of objective response answer or appraisal, they don't realize that you're not just being mean. You're not being mean. You're doing it for your benefit and their benefit. And the truth is, I mean, I've had people come back to me after I gave them some tough love that they didn't like, and they may have stormed out of my office afterwards. I've had them come back later and thank me.
Happens a lot.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Amit Kazar and I will be right back. Amit, give us your website quickly, please.
www.multifunding.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.